Hey, welcome to the Corey Jones Show. My name's Corey Jones. I am your host. Also the CEO of Safety Man Consulting, safetyman.co. Normally you're used to me talking about things that I want to keep external threats. I want to keep you ready, prepared, aware to handle, prevent, or recover from external threats. It's very fortuitous. Last week I went to Resiliency Instructor Training School to give people, first responders, anybody, resiliency, which talks about having to have your inside, your personality, your person, your mental, your spiritual, your physical state ready to handle internal stresses to keep you ready to handle that outside stress. Fortuitous as it is, my friend Michael here from Michael Fit Thomas.
Michael, right? Thomas Fit.
Michael Thomas Fit. I know he's going to get it wrong.
It's all right.
Michael Thomas Fit, LLC. He's a coach. He will help you get your internal ready to be able to handle the external. Michael, welcome to the Corey Jones Show. I want you to just kind of tell me what that means to you.
First and foremost, thank you for having me. It's an honor to be here.
Indeed.
I really appreciate this opportunity. If you follow me on social media, guys, you know that I've had a really, really tough path that life has kind of taken me on. And for a major part of my life, I ran from things that made me uncomfortable, right? So a lot of times when I was feeling uncomfortable, I was turning to alcohol, I was turning to food, I was turning to drugs at times to alleviate these temporary feelings that, if you have the right tools and you have the right habits, you know where to turn, you can easily overcome them if you're willing to put in the work every day. Like I do now. 2 years ago, right around the time when the pandemic hit, I was in a really, really bad place mentally. My wife can attest to that. And look, I'm a business owner. I own a painting company. I had piss poor habits at the time. So my stress, my pressure was all alleviated by doing this almost every night of the week with eating, poor foods, poor choices. Which really all that does is break you down internally so that when life continues to get harder and harder, you're not turning towards the habits that are going to build you. You're turning towards the habits that are going to break you down because your mind's it's addicted to that. So in order for me to break that habit, I had to invest in myself and find somebody that could help me overcome, my biggest fears. My biggest fear, guys, is public speaking. This absolutely terrifies me. I've done everything in my power over the course of the last 2 years to build myself internally because, if I'm not able to do that, then I can't build this brand and reach people like I want to reach people. If you deal with anxiety, if you deal with panic, I feel your pain because I do all the time. But what I choose to do now is I have a daily process, guys, that when it gets real bad, I turn to my habits. I have an early morning wake up. It is absolutely 1,000% non-negotiable. I spent the last 2 years, I woke up every single morning. Maybe there was a couple mornings where I missed the alarm, okay? But for the most part, every single morning at 3:10 for 2 years straight. And I have a morning routine that I stick to every single morning. And what that does is it feeds my brain with nothing but positive stuff before I leave my house. I'm meditating, I'm drinking water, I'm eating a healthy breakfast. I'm getting my blood flowing with some push-ups, with some sit-ups, that I'm listening to some positive people on YouTube. I have a bunch of different people that are my go-tos. So this way, when you hit the street and you're out in the world now, you're full of positivity, your energy, your vibration. You're on a different level than most people because that's what you do in the morning. Now, flip back to 2-3 years ago. My alarm would go off 6 times. I would lay in bed and I would have just, I couldn't control my thoughts. My anxiety would be so bad. What would I do? I would turn on the news, you know, so I'd pollute my brain with stuff that is not going to help me in my personal development.
But it was a distraction.
It's a distraction. Mm-hmm. And what it does is, if you're in a bad place emotionally, mentally, like I was at the time, all it does is make it worse. Mm-hmm. So you have to get rid of that stuff. Turn the news off. Focus on your personal development. In my opinion, this life is all about achieving and overcoming your fears, right? Because, you know, like this conversation here, doing this, I'm a mess out in the parking lot. My mind's going a mile a minute. My hands are sweaty. I feel like I'm going to sweat. But then I get here and I start talking and I get comfortable.
Good.
And I've done this so much over the course of the last 2 years where, you know, it was every day, guys. It started with just talking into the stories in my phone and getting used to, I don't like the way I look. I don't like the way I sound. I'm hypercritical of myself. But when I started to get feedback and people were DMing me saying, hey, Mike, that post you made yesterday, like, I felt that, dude. Thank you. I needed that so much.
Right.
That's why I'm here.
That's got to be really rewarding, too, knowing that you're helping somebody.
There's no better feeling on this planet. Mm-hmm. I've done it all, and there's nothing that makes me feel more alive than hearing another human say, you helped me.
Well, first off, I want to congratulate you for making the journey, for having the fortitude to start the journey, realize you needed to get out of this dark place and get to a better place. And how you said that it was, you know, you put some things into practice to help deal with that anxiety.
Correct.
For our viewers and our listeners out there who may be feeling the same thing, whether it be anxiety due to the pandemic, to work, to the war, to issues that they see going on in the country, what are some additional things? Like, you talked about meditation and listening to positive people, working out, getting some sunshine, eating healthy. Can you talk about those?
Another huge thing, guys, is communication. One thing that I've learned about myself is the more that I don't let things out and I don't communicate to my wife or my other loved ones how I'm feeling, it builds up, mm-hmm. it festers, and it gets worse and worse and worse. When I feel best about myself is when I'm able to express myself, communicate, get out what's bothering me, mm-hmm. and I let it off my plate. One thing that I highly, highly recommend is to find a place for yourself that you can go to and completely escape. Solitude sometimes for me is the best answer. Mm-hmm. I took a ride down the beach last Sunday. So my best friend, Steve, he recommended this place, or he took me to this place when we went down to, he bought a new house in LBI a couple years ago. We went down to mm-hmm. celebrate with them. And in between dinner, he took me down, he showed me this surf spot. And I just thought it was like the best thing I've ever seen. It does something for my mind. It calms my mind. Turn your phone off. You just sit there. You're one with nature. You got to find a place that you can go. Especially because this Sunday for me, guys, I woke up and had so much anxiety about doing this show that I was just a mess. But that's where my brain took me. Mm-hmm. My old brain would have taken me to the beer or the drugs mm-hmm. or the vodka. But this new brain that I constructed through my discipline and my habits thought back to that place and how good I felt when I left there. Mm-hmm. And that's where I turned to. I didn't turn to the old crap that all it did was bring me down mm-hmm. and bring her down and bring everyone around me down. Mm-hmm. So that's really what it comes down to, is your daily habits that you construct have to be non-negotiable, because that's where you build your confidence each day. The days where it's the heaviest and that anxiety is the hardest is when you go harder. Sometimes you need to go to the gym twice. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you need to go for a walk after the gym or have a good conversation with a friend and let them know what's going on. Mm-hmm. The last thing you want to do is self-sabotage. I did it my whole life. I'm going to turn 42 this Friday, and I finally, within the last 2 years, have started to figure myself out because I finally started focusing on my personal development. Mm-hmm. And I don't take days off from it. You know, that's the other thing. Like, you don't need days off from your personal development. even if you're not going to the gym, you should still be reading books. You should still be meditating. You should still be doing things that are going to create positive energy for yourself and people around you.
That's huge. That's definitely huge.
That's what Michael Thomas Fit is all about, man, mm-hmm. because there's so much negativity in this world today, and it's easy to get tied into it. It's mm-hmm. very easy if you don't have a system. But when you feel these negative emotions and you feel this anger, you have to know where to turn. Mm-hmm. And that's what I teach people now.
So talk to me about 2-3 years ago. There had to have come some point, some event, some situation, maybe somebody said something to you where you realized it's Monday, it's 4 o'clock, I have to turn this around. Did it happen like that, or was it an evolution in the opposite direction?
I literally got to the point where I was drinking so much that I knew that if I didn't make a change, that I was not going to be here much longer. So the pandemic hit, and I own a painting company, and I shut the business down for a week. Mm-hmm. And in that week, I did some soul searching. I hired a coach. You know, at that point in time, what I said, guys, to myself was, I had enough. I'm not doing this anymore. I'm going to make some changes. I failed a lot over the course of that year, a lot, but I never quit. If I had a bad day, which there were plenty of them, that morning routine is non-negotiable. That early wake up is non-negotiable. That's your emotional check. I tell people all the time, I don't care if you made $20 million yesterday, if you made $5, you're getting up at that same time. It doesn't have to be 3:10 like I did. When I started, it was difficult for me to get up at 6. Mm-hmm. I made it 5:30. And then I built confidence because I did that for 7 days, 14 days, a month. And then I'm like, nah, I could do 4. Did 4. Built confidence there. Pushed it back to 3:10. 3:10, I landed on because I tried 2:45. And I just,
it was a little too early.
The sleep depth, man, yeah. It catches up to you.
Yeah. Well, the commercial break's catching up to us, unfortunately, Mike. So we got to take a break. We'll be back in 15 minutes. I'm sorry, in 2 minutes on the Corey Jones Show with Michael Brennan, Michael Thomas Fit, LLC. Stay with us.
We're Dr. Mark and Liz from Marriage Matters, a show that inspires, instills hope, and empowers couples to weather the stresses of married life.
Join us each week to hear how couples, real couples like you, have overcome challenges that were hurting their marriages, as well as getting expert advice on ways to nurture a happy and healthy relationship.
Tune in Fridays at 4:30 p.m. and Thursdays at 9 a.m. on RVN TV.
The new Kentucky Fried Chicken Sandwich with brioche buns, mayo, pickles, and a 1/4-pound filet as far as the eye can see. Get comfy. It's going to be a while. This thing's huge. Get the new Kentucky Fried Chicken Sandwich for just $3.99. It's finger-licking good.
Have you heard? Join me, Heather Darling, weekly for a different spin on politics, business, law, and other key issues you will not want to miss right here on RVN TV.
Look at this crazy calzone from those brainiacs at Little Caesars.
Is it more pizza or more calzone?
Pizza. Calzone. Confused. Pizza. Pizza. Calzone.
We're not Big Pizza, we're Little Caesars. The new crazy calzone for $8.49.
Pizza. Pizza.
Perfect timing. Your turn. Nintendo Switch. That's my way to play.
pumpkin lovers, there's a whole new spin on pumpkin to love at Dunkin'. With our new pumpkin cream cold brew, topped with velvety pumpkin cream cold foam, or our pumpkin spice signature latte. Enjoy a medium for $3. That's how we pumpkin at Dunkin'. America runs on Dunkin'.
Thanks for sticking with us at the Corey Jones Show. I'm Corey Jones. I'm here with Michael Thomas. And today we're really learning about how to master yourself, how to get yourself to where you're supposed to be. We know there's been a lot of stress in this world. There is a lot of stress in this world related to a multitude of different things. You can choose to stay in that place, or you can choose to get help and dig yourself out of that place. Mike, can you talk about how people can actually get out of that bad place?
Guys, listen, it starts with integrity with yourself. You have to keep your word to yourself. You got to make a promise to yourself. You got to mean it, man. You got to write it down. I put it in my notepad in my phone. I put it in my notebook. I put it in my journal. It all starts with that. And when you keep your word to yourself with something as simple as an early morning wake up, and you do it every single day, you gain your self-respect back with yourself. A lot of people lose self-respect because they lose control in all areas. Mm-hmm. You know, fitness is not just about achieving a body. It's mind, body, and spirit. And when you put all three together and you do things consistently and you learn to gain control over your food intake, when you learn how to properly break down your macronutrients and you stick to your meals even when that voice is telling you otherwise, and it does to me quite a bit, you gain self-respect, you gain confidence, and that's it's an easy thing to lose, and it's a very difficult thing to gain, but once you do, you're going to do everything in your power to try to remain in control of it, especially if you're someone like me who had zero control for so long. Mm-hmm. It's absolutely imperative that you stick to, 7 days a week, man. There's no days off in this game for me.
Right. And then when you do have a victory, do you want to celebrate that and share that with a coach, a loved one, or somebody?
Not necessarily. I don't really like even the word celebrate.
Okay.
You know, for me, it's I'm just doing my job.
Right.
I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. So, you know, win or lose, I'm still getting up at the same time the next morning.
Right.
I'm still doing everything. Nothing changes for me. It's just, it's achievements are supposed to happen when you're putting your effort, your 100% effort into things. They might not happen as fast as you want, but if you keep at it, man, the universe will start opening up doors for you.
Right.
2 years ago, guys, I never could have envisioned that I'm sitting here with this man, with this opportunity to be able to, possibly shed some awareness on some of you guys out there that are struggling. So just know that the exterior that you see here today is not what it always was.
Which is pretty jacked. I mean, I go to the gym and I'm going to say, I go to the gym with you, you're a jacked guy. When you're in the gym, you're a beast. You know what you're doing. You're working out hard. And I understand, like you said earlier, that's a byproduct of all the effort that you put into it. It doesn't come naturally. It doesn't come by accident. Right?
Correct.
It's a byproduct of everything that you're doing. But that's just an outward sign of the inner victories that you're having, right?
Correct. Yeah, that's where it all starts, man. Mm-hmm. And meditation is so huge, guys, because it's fitness for your brain. You know, you're intentionally slowing your brain down every day so that you become more in control with your thoughts. And I've heard so many people tell me that, oh, I tried meditation, it didn't work. Well, that'd be like me saying, well, I tried to get my chest bigger and I only did, I only went to the gym twice and nothing changed. Well, what do you expect?
Right.
You know, do it every day for a month and you're going to start to notice little things here and there that might have set you off before. Like for me, I used to have a major road rage issue. Mm-hmm. You know, somebody would cut me off and it would be World War III. You know, now it's like somebody pulls up too close to me, I'll pull over and let them pass.
Right.
It what it does for your brain is, I think it's essential and it should be incorporated into anybody's personal development and fitness routine.
It's allowing you to actually take control of your brain and your emotions and pause so you can make the right choice.
100%. And, mm-hmm. Again, guys, those feelings, they never go away 100%. Mm-hmm. But if you don't attack your fears and try to overcome them, they're going to get even worse and worse. So chip away, whatever your fears are, chip away a little bit here, a little bit there. And if you don't accomplish it the first time, don't get discouraged. I've been on camera before, guys, where I started sweating profusely. And you know what? It's one of my biggest fears, but I didn't let it get me down. I didn't let it stop me. I talked it out with my wife and she held me through it. Mm-hmm. And here I am today. And I had that fear coming in here, but I overcame it and I'm here. And I want to show you that if you put all these things together consistently on a daily basis, you could do it too.
So with Michael Thomas Fit, if a client, a potential client, if somebody out there who's struggling wants to reach out to you, first, how do they get a hold of you?
Best way to get a hold of me, guys, is number one, my email, michaelthomasfit@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. My Instagram page is michaelthomasfit or michaelthomas_fit. Please look at my website, www.michaelthomasfit.com. There is a lot of information there on there, guys, about how I feel about anxiety, depression, addiction, and a number of other things. My pricing structure is on there. And, you know, please, if you're struggling, reach out. This is so much more than just fitness, guys, to me, and achieving a body. This is me trying to help you guys overcome your pain and your fear, because I feel like that's what my purpose is.
So a lot of people are going to be, potentially people will be afraid to make the call, be afraid to actually pull the mask off and say that they have an issue. Tell me what that person is going to experience when they finally get a hold of you, Michael, and they say, hey, you know, my name's Corey and I'm struggling with such and such. And then they just kind of bear it all out there. What's that going to look like?
Well, what it's going to look like is this. I'm going to give you the same process that I use on myself every single day. Mm-hmm. And you, it's the rest is entirely up to you. If you want to change like I did, I'll give you the blueprint. But I can't hold your hand every day and say, hey, how's it going? You know, I'm going to check in on you because I care about you. But it is up to you, guys. If you have that self-awareness from the beginning to call me or email me, okay, you made the first step. But now the next step, after you get all the information that I give you that you have to do every single day, it's up to you. And when you start to do it consistently, especially those first 7 days are so crucial. The weekend is when everybody throws it away. Mm-hmm. And it drives me nuts because I used to be that person. Right. Monday through Friday, oh my God, it was a fantastic week. What are we doing this weekend? We're going to go get wasted. Mm-hmm. For what? You throw away all your goals. It's pointless, guys. The weekend, you'll hear me say it a lot on my channel, is when you double down on your goals. The weekend is when everybody else is taking time off. If you have problems, there should be absolutely no question in mind what you're doing on the weekend. You're doubling down on your personal development.
Right. So you're going to get up early. You're going to maybe some things are even as easy as meal planning, right? Things like that.
Meal planning is huge because the devil's in the details, guys. Mm-hmm. So if you can become diligent and really dial in, I can give you a macronutrient breakdown that will allow you to safely lose between 1 to 3 pounds of weight per week. Mm-hmm. If you follow it, you know, that means like you're not cheating here and you're not cheating there. If you follow it consistently, you're gonna gain confidence because you're sticking to it and you're seeing the results of what happens when you stick to it.
Right.
You gain confidence there, you feel a little bit better about yourself. That anxiety gets a little bit less and less.
Right. Because you're starting to see that victory. You're starting to see, hey, if I do what he's saying, if I follow what I'm supposed to be doing, I can achieve small victories.
Yeah, and look, guys, like, anxiety sucks, man. We all have, you know, traumas that we had to overcome, some worse than others. But at the end of the day, the one thing that we can control 100% is the effort that we put into our personal development to leave whatever is in the past. Whatever caused you pain, you leave it there. And everything is just focused on moving forward and becoming the best version of yourself. My tagline for Michael Thomas Fit is, your biggest battle is you. It's you. And the only person you should ever compete with is you, no one else.
Right, right. So you have a lovely wife sitting over there. I'm sure she was very supportive throughout this process.
Wouldn't be here without her.
There may be people who would want to try to do this process on their own and not share it with their significant other. How do you feel about that?
Listen, there's nothing better than to have someone that is supportive of what you're trying to do. But at the end of the day, if that's not possible, guys, it's all up to you. This is your life. You can become in complete control of it when you're ready. You can start today. You can start tomorrow morning. If you've had enough, that's all you got to say, man. You've had enough. And you call me and I got your back.
That's awesome, Mike. That's awesome, Mike. So tell me about some of the gym things that you would help people do. That can be one outlet, right? Get people in the gym. They're releasing some endorphins.
So here's, guys, what's great about my program is I have a custom fitness app that I use, right? So I'll design all your workouts for you. And look, my workouts are going to be pretty difficult, guys. I want you to really, really, struggle. Because, you know, the more you have to struggle, and when you achieve it, the better you're going to feel about it. I don't want to give you some little cookie cutter workout. Mm-hmm. It's going to be difficult. But it's great because it's on your phone. You're on a timer each set. So when you're in the gym, there's no messing around. You got either a minute and a half in between sets, a minute or 30 seconds, depending on what body group or body part you're working.
Right.
And then the other thing about the app is we have a forum on there. So all the members, all my clients, we're always in there and we're, offering encouragement. We're sharing wins. We're sharing losses. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have a weekly Zoom group coaching call once per week. It's usually going to be held on Friday mornings. Mm-hmm. So everybody can come on there and, if you need to, it's a place to go on if you want to just vent. If you got something you want to talk about and you don't have a support system like I do, mm-hmm. it's the perfect place to do it, guys, because there's people in there that will genuinely try to lift you up and help you and build, with each other.
Mike, thanks. We're coming to a hard break here. Can you let our viewers and our listeners know how they can get a hold of you? Because I don't want people having to even Google it. I want them to be able to go right there. They're in that mindset. They can make that choice right now. Can you tell me how they can do that?
www.michaelthomasfit.com. Instagram is michaelthomas_fit. Shoot me a DM on there. Or direct message, or just you can go onto the website and fill out the form on there as well.
Thanks, Mike.
Yeah.
When I knew we were coming on, I was looking at shirts, and I'm wearing the same shirt, and maybe you read the back, you didn't. But this shirt made me think of you, okay? This shirt made me think of exactly what you're talking about. Can you read that for our guests out there?
Only when you overcome yourself is when you will become the warrior. I love that.
Yes, exactly. So this is a gift from me to you.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming on the show.
I appreciate that.
Thank you for motivating and helping not only my viewers. I'm selfish. This is actually really helpful for me too, Mike. So
my pleasure.
Really appreciate it. So
thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you for coming on. Thank you for being so open. And I hope we can do this again in the future.
Absolutely.
I wish you the best of luck. I wish you the best luck to stay on track. And I wish you the best of luck of helping brothers and sisters out there.
Thanks, guys. Never give up, man. Never, ever, ever give up.
Thanks, brother.
Got it.
All right, be safe, be ready, safetyman.co.